So there are many times you reach a fork in the road where you just don't know for sure which one to take. Anybody in that situation?
What about if you don't even know, what if you don't have a decision to make? You're just trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, that still involves a decision. You got to do something, right? You got to decide what to do. So you still have to have a decision to make. Okay? You're gliding along. You feel like, well, you know, I should be doing something. I need a career or something. So you got to make it. You still got to make a decision of some type. So even no decision is a decision of some type. If you make no decision, then pretty soon you'll get frustrated, and you'll be forced into a decision. But it's important to make a decision. Remember, the first key is decision, because that is extremely important that we make a decision. Whenever we're at a fork in the road or just stagnating, get up and make some type of decision that moves you ahead, even if it's the wrong direction. You're better going off in the wrong direction than just stand still. Because like I say, you go in the wrong direction, you'll figure it out, whether or not it's the right or wrong direction, backtrack, and then even going down the wrong road and then back is a journey that gives you knowledge. And you got more knowledge now. You know which road to take now. Now you take the right road. And once you take the right road, you go so far, and then you're probably in that quandary again. You reach another fork. Which one do I take? And you have to make the highest decision that you know. And once you do this, your words, and you follow the highest you know, every time you follow the highest you know, your words get a little bit more power, a little bit more strength, a little bit more influence. Now, there's two types of words of power. Well, three types, really. There's negative words and positive words. Okay, if you tell somebody they're stupid, that may be a word of power that actually, if they accept it as an authority, as coming from somebody that's speaking the truth, then that can turn the kid into a blabbering idiot for the rest of his life, because our words have tremendous influence. And as I said, with children, it's extremely important that we guide them correctly and plant the right words. So remember, this important key is that if God were to appear right here and speak to us, whatever word he were to speak to us, because it's God, because we will realize that whatever God says is true and real and will happen, you will automatically accept that that word is true and that word is going to happen. If he tells you you can go climb Mount Everest, well, you can be assured you will believe that you can go climb Mount Everest. Okay. Now, our various friends and associates we meet in life are kind of like representatives of God, because they speak words which are God's. And if we believe those words, it has just a powerful effect on us, if we truly believe them, as if God were standing here and spoke to us. So if I really believe Curtis is sincere, and if he says, JJ, you're a great uncle, well, I would really believe that he thinks that, and it makes me feel good that he thinks I'm a great uncle. So if our friends tell us nice things and we really believe that they are telling us the truth, we absorb those words.
Well, it's just you are a great uncle.
It's just as profound as if God were standing right here and he says, you know, you're a great uncle to Curtis. You're doing a good job with old Curtis as an uncle. I think, oh, okay, well, that's nice, God. Okay. Now, with the parent assumes the place of God with the kids. They look on the words of the parents the way we look on the words of God. If God were to come down here, Jesus stand in front of us and speak to us, that's the way a little kid accepts the words of parents. And so that's why what we speak to our children is so important, because they look on the parents almost, they give the parents' words power, just like, almost like it come from God himself. So that's extremely important. So we have negative words and positive words, and they both have power. The power, as if God himself were in those words. Power to destroy or power to build. It's not like negative words are from the devil and positive words are from God. They're all from God. And they all represent the power of God. And they can destroy or they can build. And sometimes it's good to destroy. If something deserves to be destroyed, if it's no longer useful, if you build a house and it starts crumbling down, you want to destroy it and then build a new house. And sometimes destruction is a good thing. But when you're trying to build up and create, destruction isn't a good thing. So we want to emphasize positive words of power. And so so this is important. So we want to follow the highest we know and make our words as true as possible. Okay, any comment before we proceed? What time is it?
20 to 10.
Did you finish the third one because you said negative and positive, and I would assume that a third type would be to create doubt or to confuse? Or there's a third type before.
Yeah, you're right. I did say three, and I forgot what the third one was. I mean, I'll think of it during the break.
It's hard to blame.
Okay. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, Jerry.
So we have negative and positive words, but I've noticed a lot of times that the word itself can be both, depending upon...
Can be what?
Both, depending upon the recipient, seems to be
their perception.
Of what if the word is negative or positive.
Now, the word can be what on this?
Both negative and positive.
It,
like it would depend more upon the person who the word is being spoken to.
The whole
like,
language means
like in the case of, say, Jesus when he's calling them liars and hypocrites. If the person receiving that word takes it
to heart,
then it could be as a positive. Or when he talks to people and he says something to the effect of the wicked take the truth to be hard. Well, if that person who that word was actually directed at takes that in such a manner and says, yeah, that is me. I need to change.
Well, it's for each individual, it's either negative or positive. If you're speaking to a group, some can take it negative and some positive. So maybe there was one or two people he spoke to that took that to heart and thought, well, you know, we are being hypocritical.
Because personally, if I was off base somewhere and he came to me and told me flat out what I was doing, you know, in certain terms, like, you know, he did to Peter, give him any same thing.
Yeah.
I would be grateful, actually, rather than...
Yeah, right. You as an individual. But like I say, you as an individual will take it negatively, positive. But if you speak, say if I say something to the entire group, say the whole group needs to do this, some people may take it personally, negatively, and others positively. But each individual will react either one way or the other. Okay. Okay, there's probably a third and a fourth category of words, but a third... It's a little bit different than I had in mind. And this sometimes happens to me in particular. I'll be speaking along or thinking or writing, and I get some idea, and I put it on the shelf, and I think, boy, that's such a good idea. There's no way I'm going to forget it. And then 5 minutes later, it's just gone. And it may be a year before I get it back. Who knows? But one-third type of word can be words that... corrupt. Now remember, in those of you who read the Lost Key or the Eternal Words, remember the game that you play. And I don't know how many of you played this game. You all get it together in a circle, and it works really great if there's a dozen or more. You start with a phrase like "the cow jumped over the moon," and then one guy whispers it to the guy next to him, and the other guy whispers it. And by the time it gets around the circle, the last guy then tells everybody what word he received. And it may be something like the purple monkey jumped over the grass or something like that. Maybe just totally different than the words that started out. And everybody just laughs like crazy at the end. And this is the principle of corruption. And many of our words are corrupted. Many of our words that began as thought, by the time they go through our thinking process, through our emotions, and then come out, they get corrupted even as they come out of our mouths. And we don't say accurately what we're thinking.